We turn now to NPR's Anne Garrels, who is in Baghdad, in the Iraqi capital. Anne, I gather it's not quite dawn there yet, but is anything different going on?
Not at all. It's the only thing, I guess, that's unusual is that it's unusually quiet. I mean, already, even though it's 4 in the morning or moving on to dawn, you hear more traffic. Baghdad's been quiet now for a day, and it's quiet, eerily so. Everybody, Iraqis were convinced that the war was going to start early this morning, so...
Just a matter of waiting at this
they're
point.
They're ready. Yeah, exactly. Convinced? I mean, in some ways, they just want it over with.
is the expectation there among the Iraqis you talk to that this will be a short war in their view, or do they buy into the statements we're hearing from the Iraqi government that this is going to be a very long and difficult fight?
No, most Iraqis I know... believe that it's going to be pretty short. I mean, you can tell by the way they've stocked up and what their anticipation is. I mean, they think it's just going to be a matter of days. And I asked a senior Iraqi official, should I stay in Baghdad at one point? And he basically assured me that that would be fine because there was no stomach for a fight. And that he thought this would be over very quickly.
You're saying this was
a
man
extraordinary.
On the inside, someone was telling you this.
Yes, yes.
On the other hand,
yes, absolutely.
There have been a lot of, predictable statements from officials in Baghdad warning Americans this is not going to be a picnic, I believe. Was that Tariq Aziz, the Baathist official's line?
Yes, yes, and it's a phrase they all like and repeat.
That indeed there will be a real war, and as we've heard, as the White House reminded Americans, there are likely to be casualties. How soon is it likely to get light there? It's 4 a.m. now. What, do you have another couple of hours of darkness?
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, so far it's dark outside. We have electricity, and we still have water, which are important things. And the question you asked, though, about how nobody knows if the Iraqis really are going to fight and fight hard, what's going to happen. Most Iraqis are worried about the post-conflict anarchy and chaos and fighting in the streets.
Okay, Anne.
For power.
Well, thanks for staying up at this ungodly hour with us, and take care, Anne.
Yeah. Sorry if I sound a little sleepy.
It's NPR's Anne Garrels speaking to us from Baghdad.